All right. Thank the Lord. We appreciate the Lord. We appreciate his greatness. Amen. Like I said, I need your prayers because I cannot do nothing without the Lord, but I can do all things with him and through him. Praise God. And I want to speak on a preaching topic this morning. Amen. And it would be God's mercy. Amen. God's mercy. Amen. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. We can stand on his mercy. We know that God will take care of his own. He will say it in his word that he will never leave us and not forsake us. Amen. And tell you what, in the world we're living in today, the world crisis, praise God, it is the mercy that the world is standing. It is his mercy. Amen. That, amen, things are happening. Some people ask questions. They say, you know, what is the Lord? Where is the Lord? That's a question today that folks asking. Amen, on social media. Sometimes you talk to them when they find out you was a pastor, a preacher. Where's God in all of this? Where's God? What's happening? Amen. What's happening? God's showing his mercy. Amen. It's the mercy of God. The Lord can just do just like this and destroy the whole world. But he loves us. He given people chances after chances. Amen. He let you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Praise God. So I don't mind. I don't get upset when people act like the Lord ain't doing nothing. But I just know it's the mercy of the Lord. Thank God. What is mercy? Mercy is his favor. Huh? Amen. Mercy is having compassion. Praise God. And I looked up the word, amen, mercy. It said compassion or forgiveness shows towards someone. Amen. And we as children of God, we need to show more mercy. Come on, somebody. Amen. Towards one another. Sometimes I feel that in this pressure time, in this time that we're living in, I feel sometimes folks just don't have much patience. They don't have, amen, much endurance. Praise God. And the mercy is not displayed. But I'm here to tell you this morning, in the fear of the Lord, let's display mercy. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we have to put up with things that we cannot change. Amen. And we need to say, Lord, give me mercy. Praise God. So I'm excited this morning about the mercy of the Lord. Praise God. Now let's turn over here and see what the words say. Praise God. Amen. Lamentation. Let's go over here to Lamentation. Praise ye the Lord. We want to go to the third chapter of Lamentation. We want to read verses 22 through verse 26. It said, it is good for a man that he hear the yoke in his mouth. Excuse me. Devil, you want to start? Do I need to open them doors on you this morning? Amen. Let's back up here, church. Let's go to the 22nd. Let's go to Lamentation, the third chapter, verses 22 through 26. Amen. It said, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, said my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly, hello somebody, wait for the salvation of the Lord. So I thank God this morning. I said I thank God this morning for his mercy. The Bible said it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Do you know we could have been out of here? Do you realize we could have been destroyed? Amen. As my dad used to say, we could have been gone on. Our name could have been gone. But by the mercy of God, he didn't consume us. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that his compassion failed not. Amen. That's why I get excited about the Lord. Amen. That's why I don't, amen, complain and mumble and grumble. But I know when I see problems arise, when I see trouble in the land, when I see people treat me like everything but a child of God, praise God, but I know I just have to display mercy. Praise God, because I know my God will take care of them. My job ain't to fight with you. Your job ain't to fight with me. Praise God. He had to tell Peter, didn't he? Put up the sword, Peter. I don't need you to defend for me. I don't need you to cut the soldier ear off. What I need you to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. How many know, church, the battle is not yours? Huh? I said the battle is not yours, but it's God. Praise God. Why are you trying to fight in another man's battle? Let go and let God. Praise God. Won't he do it? Won't he work wonders? Won't he work miracles? Won't he turn it around? Yes, he will. So I can boast, praise God, on God's mercy. Praise God. It said it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because compassion fail not. Praise God. It said they are new. How long? Every morning. Come on, somebody. It said, great is thy faithfulness. Thank God. Thank God for the mercy of the Lord. And thank God that he renew it. Come on, somebody. I said he renew it every morning. Hello in here. How many know his mercy don't expire? Amen. I know. How many know your mercies just don't quit on you? Amen. It is new every morning. Come on, somebody. Amen. When I get up on Monday morning, amen, I got new mercy. Amen. When I get up on Tuesday morning, I got new mercy. When I get up, praise God, on amen, Wednesday morning, I got new mercy. Praise God, it works. Amen. 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Amen. When my neighbor get on my nerves, praise God, I can look at my neighbor and smile because it's Wednesday and I got a renewed mercy. Ain't God good? Amen. Amen. You ain't gonna make me mad because nobody mad but the devil. Hello in this place. I'm gonna go right on because I got new mercy. New mercy will make you walk right. New mercy will make you go on anyhow. You won't get down and out. You won't, amen, just collapse. But you look at the mercy of God. So that's why I'm thankful this morning. That's why I'm so thankful this morning for the new mercy. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that they are new every morning. And great is thy faithfulness. He's faithful every morning, amen, to restore, amen, and give us those graces. Praise God. So why we go walk around with our head hung down? Why we walking around here with wind in our jaws? Why we around here walking, amen, with attitude? Need attitude adjustments. Praise God. And saying you got new mercy. Come on, somebody. Mercy will help you to smile.
Amen. When things are going wrong. Amen. When things don't look right. Praise God. You can still shout. You can still count it all joy. Amen. When you fall into a doubt and temptation. Is that right, church? Amen. Do I have a church in here this morning? Do you know what I'm talking about? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some here is from South Carolina. But I'm here to tell you that New Mercy what works there too. Amen. You may be in a new state. You may not be in North Carolina. Amen. But I'm here to tell you that mercy works there as well. Thank God good. Amen. Praise God, the last time I went to South Carolina, amen, I never forget because something happened, amen, and I got to get some new mercy when I go back, praise God, ain't God good, I got to have some new mercy, praise God, I had 4 flat tires, hello with somebody, ain't God good in this place, they don't let all be there, but God gave me the faith and strength and courage to be able to make it, there ain't the right thing. You see that anger right there. Brother Stephen, hold it down, Brother Stephen. Praise God. He came to my rescue. He came to my rescue. Praise God. And help me out. Look at mercy. Look at faithfulness. Look at God work miracles. Amen. Lord will always stand by you. Amen. He'll be there. Amen. On time. That's why I get excited.
Yes, Lord, excited.
Somebody was talking about granted this morning in the testimony. See, people take this, a lot of this greatness for granted.
That's right.
Or just supposed to happen. God is good. He's going to work a miracle. You don't take it for granted. When he does something, you be so thankful. You be so blessed to know that God will work.
Yes,
amen. In a mighty way. Didn't he say he would never leave us?
That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Didn't he say he would never forsake us?
Yes.
Did the word say he would be with us until the end of the world?
Yes.
I'm going to stand on his promise. Yes. Amen. And the Lord always got a ram in the bush.
Yes.
Praise God. God's mercy. God's mercy. You don't have to depend on your strength. You don't have to depend on yourself. Amen. Depend on God's mercy. See, because your mercy will run out. Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise God. But it says they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Bible said the Lord is my portion. How many know he's our portion? He knows how much you need. He knows how much I need. He knows how much everybody need of this great mercy of God. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Amen. Have your hope in the Lord. The Lord is good.
Yes.
Amen. How many know the Lord is good?
Yes.
Praise God. The Bible said the Lord is good unto them that wait for him.
Yes.
How many know we got to wait on the Lord?
Yes.
He may don't come every time you want him. He may not come every time you ask him to come. But we have to learn whenever he come to do business.
Amen.
Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Scripture said, but they that wait on the Lord, he shall what? Renew your strength and mount up your wings as eagles, and ye shall run and not be weary. Ye shall walk and not faint. If you didn't hear the first wait, he'll say it on the end. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. And I learned to wait on the Lord because we can't work him just when we want him. Lord, come. Then he'll come. Lord, I don't need you now. Just go back. Amen. Come, no, I need you. No, he don't work that way. The Lord, he's a faithful God.
Yes.
He'll be there at our cry. Cry out to the Lord.
Yes.
Call on the Lord.
Yes.
This is consolation to me, and I hope it's consolation to you, the word of the Lord, in these times that we're living in. Amen. In these last few years, amen, there's a lot of crying out folks have to do in these times that we're living in. And I tell you, this is the answer to the world crisis here is God's mercy. Amen. Show mercy. Don't be so quick to cut folks off. Don't be so quick to just overlook folks. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Call on the Lord in these crises. Call on the Lord in these perilous times. And I grant you he will come to your rescue. Amen. Bible said the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Now, normally he said just wait, but now he said quietly wait. Yes, Lord. Amen. What did that mean? Come on, somebody. You can't be like a child. A child said, Mama, I want a popsicle. And Mama said, honey, you don't need it right now. Wait a while. I'll give it to you at snack time this evening. And then that child just said, no, I want it right now, Mama. I need it. Is that quietly waiting? Come on. Wait quietly on the Lord. Don't get to complaining. Kind of like Mary and Martha. Martha, Lord, I called you 4 days ago, and you just now appearing on the scene. My brother then died and buried, so to speak, sticking in his grave, and now you coming up on the scene. Do we get like that sometimes when we don't understand how to wait quietly? Just wait without murmuring and complaining. Just wait without, amen, finding fault. Because how many know when the Lord appear, it don't matter what you need.
That's it.
Come on, somebody.
That's it.
If you're dead, he will rise, raise you up.
Right.
If you're sick, he will heal.
Thank you, God.
If you're blind, he will allow you to see.
Yeah.
If you're dumb and can't speak, he'll unclog. Well, he will open your mouth.
Yeah.
You're deaf, he'll unclog those ears.
Yeah.
That's what my God can do. But you got to wait on him.
I ain't on him.
He might not just come, you want him on Tuesday, and you want him to appear on Tuesday. That's why we have these prayer requests. Do we remember this person? This person need this. This person that. The Lord know when to come.
Uh-huh.
But he want us to wait. Wait without murmuring and complaining. Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he will come in due season. The Bible said, wait quietly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory in this house. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. It said it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. You want the Lord, quietly wait on him. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Amen. It's good to get a hold of the Lord while we're young in our youth. Because a lot of times if we get old, or sometimes we get in our ways and get you know, kind of stiff, praise God, and crabbish and can't, amen, want everything your way, you know. But we got to remember the Creator. In the days of our youth, while the evil day come not. Amen. Praise God. All right, let's move over. Let's go over here to Psalms. Let's see what Psalms got to talk about. Praise Jesus. We need you, Lord. Amen. Every step of the way. We cannot do nothing without the Lord. All right, Psalms 103, 17. The Bible said, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Look at God. This is real, saints. This is from generation to generation. Amen. This mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Upon them that fear him. If you fear God, he will be there. And the Bible said, and his righteousness unto his children. That's why we as parents, we got to be careful. Amen. To show this greatness and show this mercy, because it will lead on to our children. Amen. And it said, and to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. Praise God. Let's remember this greatness. Display it on your life. You can't ask your children to do something that you ain't doing. Mercy. You want your children to have mercy? Then you must have mercy. Because they're looking at mom and dad. And we want this to get into their systems and to their hearts. Praise God, where it will go from us to our children. Praise God. So we can know how to just know that everything's going to be all right. We got to teach our children that you just can't click and pop your fingers, things just happen. Anything you want, boom, you just, oh, there it is. Not in this world. Come on, somebody. We got to wait. We got people today in this world we're living in, rushing. The whole world is in a rush. Slow down and slow up. People don't even want to stop to a traffic light. It's red and they're ready to go. They rallying up the engine, run, blowing horns. Get out of my way, I got to go. When that light turned green, they want to peel rubber. Ready to go. You don't move out of their way, they'll try to run you over. And then if you don't go when they want you to go, then they'll give you a symbol. Don't entertain that spirit. Don't go give them a symbol back. You keep your eyes looking straight and don't even pay them no attention. The world is crazy today. Amen. The world is crazy today. Leave those folks alone that want to have road rage. I used to, in my young years, man, you want to do a road rage? I'm ready. Come on. Praise God. You trying to cut me off the road? I'm going to turn right in front of you and cut you off the road and then throw them brakes and then take off. But thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for God's mercy. See how he looked out for me? Because I didn't know who I going to be. I didn't know about salvation. I didn't know about salvation, but I won't save. I did some ungodly things. But I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. I like to tell my birthday, my scripture birthday. I love to talk about my scripture birthday. I'm so glad that in November of 1976, for the last time, the Lord came in my life. I got saved, placed saved back in 74 and 72, but it didn't last. Amen. But I'm talking about something that lasts. November 1976, that's when the Lord came into my life. Amen. Then I learned how to not do like I used to do. Amen. Rose way was over. Amen.
A lot of things that I used to do, I don't do it no more. I was a man that was strong. In school, I could lift weights, and I was one of the third strongest guys in the school. Uh-oh. Here's my coat popping back here. I hope I don't break it. When I come up, everybody moves. Yeah. So one person didn't want to move, but I moved him. I got him like this and picked him up. You know, them big barrels of trash can. I got him, put his head first in the trash can. And then he fell in the thing rolling out down the hall. He got shaving all over his head. You know where the pencil stuff. He looked like a, but he tried to take care of me. I done told bro, leave him alone. But now, I don't have to worry about throwing nobody in the trash can. I don't have to worry about fighting my battles. I don't have to worry about amen trying to handle my own business. Only thing I do is stand still and say, Lord, you see. Work it out. Amen. My fighting day is over. And I'm 65 years old, and I know I can't do it like I used to do. God be the glory. So I need the Lord. And I need him every step of the way. I can't do nothing without him. But I want to tell you I can do all things through him. Praise God. And through his mercy and grace. Praise God. He helped me. And he stick with me. And I'm very thankful. I said I'm very thankful. Sometimes you say, wonder why he acts so, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what you call me. But it doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you, so you'll know what's going on with me. And why I act like I act. And why I do like I do. I am intoxicated. Yes. I'm drunk. Sister Monica, I'm drunk. With the power of God. Amen. You know that living water that woman at the well offered? Lord offered her this. She was going to get one kind of water, natural water, but the Lord has some good water. And that water make you drunk. Amen. That water is what you call living water. And if you drink this water, you won't have to thirst no more. Amen. So that lady got excited because the water that she was going into Jacob's well, you're going to thirst again. But Jesus told him, I got some water where you never thirst again. And that's what I'm on this morning. I'm on that living water where you never thirst again. It don't make you act just normal. When you get a touch with the Lord, amen, you're so excited about what God is showing you and doing. Makes you act another way. That woman was so excited. She had a pitcher there. She got so excited she left the water pot. Amen. And went to get that good water that the Lord had. And I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, this morning you can get that living water. And you can get this good mercy that God has for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He is so worthy. Let's turn now to Psalms 108. Psalms 108, huh? Hallelujah. Amen. And the praise God and the fourth verse. It said, For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and the truth reacheth unto the clouds.
Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and the glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be what? Delivered. Say with thy right hand and answer me. Thank the Lord. So I thank God for the mercy is great above the heavens. The third verse said, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises unto thee among the nation. For mercy is great above the heavens. See how important mercy is? It's great above the heavens. And thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. Let's go here to Micah. Micah, the 7th chapter and the 18th verse. Who is a God like unto thee? I don't know nobody like God but God. That pardons iniquity and passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighted in mercy. That's what makes him God. Who is a God like unto thee that pardon iniquity? I want to tell you this morning, it matter not of how many sins you have done. It don't matter if you are alcoholic. It don't matter if you're a whoremonger. It don't matter if you're a false prophet. It don't matter who you are and what you have done. Who is that God that can still have mercy on you? Who is that God that can still give you deliverance? Who is that God that can take you off the crooked boulevard and put you on a street called straight? We talking about a God that will pardon you. Who is a God like unto thee that pardons iniquity? Who is that God that passeth by the transgressions of the remnant, not his anger forever? Excuse me. It said, and passeth the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. He retaineth not his anger. That don't sound like man. Boy, there's a lot of anger in this world today. But I'm glad we serve a God that don't hold grudges. We serve a God that don't accumulate things that's built up in us. You got a lot of people, got a lot of bill up here. They mad. You can walk downtown. You can go, amen, to the grocery store. Amen. You can see people on the edge. They got a short fuse that can explode at any time. You can see they're stressed. They're not relaxed. But I'm so glad we got a big God that can take all of that out. Amen. Clean them up. That ain't gonna get you nowhere but hell. How many know we got to unload? Sometimes people got malice in the heart. They got hatred. They got all these sins clustered up there. But then they pat their feet and say, I'm a child of God. And I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, if you ain't living a holy life, if you don't have love in your heart, you ain't following God's procedure, keeping his commandments, I believe the Lord will tell you, where I am, you cannot come. But I want the Lord to tell me, come, and I want to follow him. He's telling us all, come. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest. How many here want rest this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. And I ain't talking about that rest under your tent. Amen. And I ain't talking about that rest in the RV. Praise God. But we're talking about that soul rest. Amen. Where you don't have to be wearied in well doing. You don't have to be troubled. Amen. What did the word say? Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again and receive you unto myself. Conclusion of this message, I want to say, you can be received with the Lord. The Lord wants us all. And that's why he gave the great invitation. Come. Come unto me. Amen. And if anything there, he's able to clean you up. He's a God that pardons iniquity. He's a God that passeth by the transgressions of the remnant of his heritage. He don't retain it. He said he retaineth not his anger forever because he delighted in mercy. Thank the Lord for mercy this morning. Thank the Lord for your ears this morning. Praise God. Appreciate you listening to the word of the Lord. It will be the word that finds us. It will be the word that will keep us in the straight and narrow. And I love the word of the Lord. The Bible here. It will work out every problem. And it will answer every question. Amen. Sometimes you might ask me a question. I might don't know it when you ask me. But give me a few moments. Give me some time. And I will give you an answer. Not my answer, but from the word of the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.